Millennials have played a major role in the election of President Barack Obama and the hopes of the Democratic Party in keeping the White House. In the upcoming 2016 election, you may see them play a key role as a generational shift takes place in the American electorate. One poll found that 55% of the 18 through 24 age groups want a Democratic president compared to Republican. It's clear that millennials are aware that they are becoming a growing force in the electorate. Salisbury University senior John Freeland.
It eventually is going to be our choice because we are getting older and those 18 to 24 people are starting to vote. And they have been voting since they've been 18. And eventually the people who are the older people are starting to go away because they are either unfortunately passing away or something like that, because that's just the way that it works. You always are changing for the next generation.
This year, there are probably more presidential candidates than ever before, ranging from Donald Trump and Carly Fiorina on the Republican side to Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders on the Democratic side. For Mayor Carter, a junior at Salisbury University, there's too much emphasis on the horse race.
It seems like also it's not about politicians anymore. It's just about who has the biggest fan base.
The biggest surprise in the race has been the rise of Donald Trump, an outsider with his polls in the mid-20s. His candidacy has sent the party establishment scrambling to find an alternative. Patty Miller is with the College Republicans on the Salisbury University campus.
I think that he's a little bit too brash, which he does really reach out to people who are frustrated with the way things that are being run in the United States. But I feel especially for younger people, he is very abrasive and he rubs people the wrong way.
On the Democratic side, Sarah Chase with the College Democrats is also stunned by Trump's appeal.
I think Donald Trump right now is at the top of the polls because people know who he is. He was a celebrity there for a while with his own TV show, so people know. It's like a household name, kind of. For him running the country, he doesn't know how to run in politics. Like, there is a process that you need to know.
On the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton is seeking to become the first woman to occupy the White House as president. But millennials are all too aware of the past, which includes the scandals that plagued her husband's tenure in the White House. Mayor Carter, a junior at Salisbury University.
She's bringing baggage. I know, obviously, we know she's a qualified person and she has proven herself, but it's not the fact that Hillary Clinton would be the first female, but also Bill Clinton would be in that spotlight again, and I don't think many people would like that.
There is a counterpart on the Republican side. Jeb Bush has the legacy of former presidents, that is, his brother George W. Bush and his father George Herbert Walker Bush. Patty Miller with the College Republicans.
People are tired of the same old things that are going on in American politics. They want a fresh face. They want someone new who will bring new ideas to the table, because what we've been doing for so long is just a broken system.
One candidate who has been drawing big crowds is Senator Bernie Sanders. The Vermont Independent is a self-described socialist, and his message against corporate power and income inequality has been resonating with millennials. Sarah Chase with the College Democrats.
I think that the young people can really connect to him. They see where he's coming from. The young people are like feeling the problems in the United States, and he's giving a solution and then also how to go about with that solution. So he has a plan to back up everything too.
And even Republican Patty Miller agrees Sanders is appealing to millennials.
Is definitely doing a good job reaching out to the young people, and his views on the surface are very appealing to just everyone in general.
There is a generational shift now occurring when it comes to social issues. For example, one poll found that 68% of millennials favor same-sex marriage, while nearly half of millennials see the Democratic Party best representing their views on immigration. Republican Patty Miller on gay marriage.
Well, I think that since the Supreme Court already ruled on that, I don't think that that should be an issue.
And immigration.
I don't think that we should be keeping out harmless people who just want to work and make money and take care of their families.
With a generation facing still high unemployment rates and economic uncertainty, there's a frustration with the government policies that still have not eliminated the effects of the Great Recession. Jeremy Santana, senior at Salisbury University.
We look at Democratic president, we see a more liberal and more progressive president in theory. What we want is from our age group is somebody that's going to enact change, that's not going to stick to the same rules and the same quota that got us in the mess that we're in today.
And Sarah Wood, a junior, sees a government that is simply not working as it should.
I think that people in America are, for the most part, just really frustrated with the way that the government has been working. I feel like right now they have a distrust in the way American politics have gone forward, because they feel like there really hasn't been any type of cohesion or bipartisanship at the congressional level.
With the baby boom generation now beginning to pass from the scene and the millennials emerging from the Great Recession, young voters are looking for policies that will serve them in an age of global competition and uncertainty. This is Stephanie Chisley for Delmarva Public Radio.